Hello, this is Eric Sable, Assistant Principal at Hall Middle School in Larkspur, California, with another edition of CougarCast. Today, we're really excited to be hosting the Google Expeditions team. They're going to come and work with over 20 classes of students with their very unique platform. Really key to bringing Google here to our campus is 8th grade teacher James Fester, and he's going to talk a little bit about what we're going to experience today.
I'm James Fester. I'm an 8th grade teacher here at Hall Middle School, and today our students are going to get to try something that is brand new. It's called Google Expeditions. It utilizes mobile technology to take students into immersive 3D environments, kind of like a virtual field trip that the teacher leads them through. And so they'll be going to places all over the planet, learning about different places by getting to experience them from the comfort of their own classroom, and we'll be doing some very interesting curricular connection stuff to it. And so that is what we're going to do today, and it's going to be awesome. And yeah, there you go.
Hi, I'm Norma Shaner. I teach 8th grade Spanish, and today we had a Google expedition through the Mayan ruins, Aztec ruins, and then flew over to modern-day Barcelona for our students to visit the different Spanish-speaking countries.
I'm Sarah, and I'm in 7th grade, and we did this Google expedition thing where you get to look into these glasses type thing, and then it feels like you're in New York City because it's 5 points, and it's where you graffiti on all the walls whatever you want, and it's really cool and it feels like you're really there.
Hi, I'm Lyle. I'm an 8th grader at Hall Middle School, and what we did today was we went on a virtual tour to Philadelphia, where a lot of really important things happened during the Revolutionary War. I thought it was really cool to actually see some of the places that we're learning about, and it was really cool because you actually felt like you were standing at that place.
I'm Natalia, and I'm in 8th grade, and I thought the Google expedition was really cool. Thought it was cool to like have it all 3D and be able to look around the entire place.
My name's Chloe, and I'm in 8th grade. I went on Google Expedition for yearbook, and we were looking at graffiti, so it was really cool because we could zoom in and zoom out, and it's like we were actually there.
Jennifer Fry, and I teach digital art. Today, my students got a chance to use the go on a Google Expedition to the 5 Points mural location in Queens, New York, to take a look at graffiti art that has been produced there since 1993. And what was really sort of surprising was that the students were very, very captivated by the art. And then we got a chance to look at it through several years, how it transitioned and changed. And then they wanted to see this year's pictures. And then they found out that that location has now been torn down. And it was a lot of them were pretty emotional about it. And they looked up the demolition pictures of it and wanted to know why. So that was a really powerful moment. And two, the kids wanted to get up and move around inside the space. They really were fully engaged and immersed in being there. So there was some really, it was really interesting moments today.
That's awesome.
Hi, my name's Anouk. I'm in 8th grade. I really liked the exploration thing because it was really cool to see, like, to be someplace but to not actually be there, and you actually like saw everything, and it was really fun and cool. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Selena, and I'm in 7th grade. I really like the Google Eye goggle thingies because it was cool to actually like see a place that I've never seen before and like be like there but not actually there, and then got to experience different places without actually having to pay that much money.
I'm Adelaide. I'm in 8th grade, and today we did this thing with the Google Expeditions thing, and it's just so cool because when you put it on, it's like a different place, and it's so cool. And when you move around, it's like you're a spaceship and you're gonna crash into the ground, and then you don't, and it's so fun.
This is Bodie Sellers. In 7th grade, I loved Google Exposition. It just looked, because when you go in there, it seems everything's so big and that you can look up and down, side to side, but mostly just how big and how it takes up so much of what you're seeing and just like how you would be in a real world, except just staying still, you know? And you look around, you see, you look down, you look up, you can see the giant buildings, you see the giant stuff, the people, the... It's unexplainably amazing how they can do that. Yeah.
My name is Alex McMullen, and I teach 7th grade language arts and social studies, also 8th grade language arts and social studies. And today we participated in the Google Expeditions, and my class went to ancient Rome, and they got to look at a bunch of different places, the Colosseum, the Pantheon, the Trajan Marketplace, and we dabbled even over in Venice for a little bit. And it was really cool, mostly just to see the kids excited about places that we're studying. I think one of the hard parts about teaching really old history with younger kids is they just a lot of times are like, well, I don't care about this. But a lot of them were so excited today to get to see all these places that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. And the nice part of the debrief after was that a number of the kids had actually been to Rome and had seen these places in real life. So the kids really liked hearing those students who had actually been to places like the Pantheon actually talk about their experience there and hear what it's like. And I think it made them very intrigued and interested in these places. I think overall the kids really loved the experience and, yeah.
James Fester, 8th grade teacher again. The day went over very well. I was really impressed by all of the teachers who signed up their willingness to literally jump in the deep end without looking and embrace this new technology that I think a lot of the students really enjoyed. I'm really excited to continue talking about in class the subjects that we looked at, the content connections, because I think it's going to be a much more vivid learning experience for them when they recall what they learned today throughout the rest of the year. And I'm also really excited that this is apparently going to be free and open to the public very soon. So all you have to do is buy yourself a $15 Google Cardboard, stick your phone in it, and you're going to be able to go anywhere in the world on your own as well. So I'm really looking forward to maybe trying it again in the future. Done.